You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Super Bowl 57, 49ers at Chiefs. Let's go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Taking the Points podcast, part of the SB Nation NFL show presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code SBNFL, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. I am Chris Dunnels, at Chris Dunnels on your favorite social media, joined, as always, by the one, the only, Jay Spence. Spence, say hello to the people.
What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody's having a great week. I'm starting my week off good, Chris. I hope yours is as well. I can't wait to get out to Vegas, man. I know you know what it's like to be out there and get into all the, not trouble, but fun things that we're going to get it to.
Absolutely, man. I'm jealous of you and Stats, who I know is already out in Vegas, getting ready to live the life up. I hate for you, Spence, that it was not a Bills 49ers Super Bowl, but it's still going to be a great experience for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be fun either way. I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy for Stats and all my other friends that are 49ers faithful. But yeah, it would have been fun to see Josh Allen and them guys out there do their thing. But, you know, football is king, and I'm excited about it either way. So, but we got a good, you know what, the Super Bowl, I feel like this is my first year, because last year I did some betting and I did a show for DraftKings and everything, and it still just wasn't like this year. So this year I'm ready for it, man. I think this year I'm looking forward to making some money on this game. So even though the Bills aren't in it, I think this show has prepared me to really, you know, this is like my big hit. This is like Carlito's way. It's the last hit before I get out the game. And this is the last one. I'm ready for it.
Well, that's kind of how I feel, right? I figured you'd be different. I figured you, as a Bills fan, would be watching this just to hate watch Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and cheering on the 49ers more out of spite. For me, I don't really have a dog in this race one way or the other. I don't really care about the Chiefs. I don't care about the 49ers. So really, it's sports betting through DraftKings that kind of give me something to be a little more excited about and to really care about the outcome. So you're not just pulling for the 49ers just to spite the Chiefs?
No, well, I'm pulling for the 49ers because I think that they're the better team. I've been saying it all season. I know you know that there's been receipts that I think that they're the best overall team, top to bottom. So I'm rooting for them because of that. But to be honest with you, I like Patrick Mahomes. I know most people can't be honest when they're a fan of an AFC team. I know. I like him. Like, the guy is just, he's so good. And I don't understand when people hate on guys. I get it. They play for a different team. But it's like, when you really enjoy football and you enjoy good quarterback play, how can you watch them and really be upset? I just don't get that.
Yeah, so it seems like the sports betting world kind of agrees with you, at least as far as the 49ers and Chiefs are concerned. 49ers are still -2 point favorites over the Chiefs, despite the difference at quarterback. I mean, you look at someone like Patrick Mahomes, a perennial MVP candidate, versus literal Mr. Irrelevant on the other side in Brock Purdy. Quarterback versus quarterback, it's not even close, right? Like, Patrick Mahomes, I don't think anyone disputes, is miles ahead of the caliber of quarterback that Brock Purdy is. But when you look at the 49ers as a team, sports bettors, the people betting lines in Vegas, they seem to agree 49ers might have the slight edge.
Well, I think that they do. I think, like you mentioned, quarterback, the Chiefs have the edge because Mahomes is Mahomes. I think any matchup, it doesn't matter what game you're in, I think when you're looking at Mahomes, he has the edge there. But I think defensively, I think these teams probably match up evenly. But then you look at the offense, man, and I just look at the 49ers, and it looks like they have a Pro Bowl roster. They have the best or one of the best running backs in the league. They have two very good wide receivers, one of the best tight ends, a very good offensive line. It's just difficult. Like anywhere, it's kind of like you pick your poison when you're looking at the 49ers offense. And then you look at the Chiefs, and typically every year we're used to seeing the Chiefs have this dynamic offense that averages like 28 to 30 something points a year. And this year it just hasn't been that for them. So, you know, the defense has been the strength of their team. And really when Kelce gets hot, like we've seen certain games, like against the Bills, he had two touchdowns in the playoffs. So, you know, you see moments where they can still do what they have to do offensively, but just this season, you just haven't seen it too much. They haven't scored over 30 points as often as we're used to seeing them score. So I think if it turns into a shootout, it actually plays in the favor of the 49ers, which you're not used to hearing when you're talking about Patrick Mahomes. That's really unheard of.
Yeah, but when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs this season versus what we've seen in the playoffs, it's like something just clicks. Something different happens. Travis Kelce, because opposing teams knew that the offensive skill players for the Chiefs just haven't been the same since Tyreek Hill, since Juju Smith-Schuster. So defenses were just keying in on Travis Kelce, especially in the red zone. He didn't have the touchdown numbers this season and the regular season that we were used to seeing. Then all of a sudden the playoffs come and we see the normal Patrick Mahomes, the normal Travis Kelce, which normal Mahomes and normal Kelce are two of the best players at their position. So I hear you and I hear everything about the 49ers, but I said it last week and I'm doubling down again. Give me Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to pull off what would technically be an upset, which is crazy to say considering the names of the two players I just said and Mahomes and Kelce. But I think that they've been there before. They know this, that veteran experience that they have in the locker room versus people like Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. This is going to be their first Super Bowl. So there's going to be an air of just, we're happy to be here kind of thing. And maybe the Shanahans of the world are able to keep everyone grounded, keep everyone focused. But I think that the caliber of the teams as a whole, because of the star power of Mahomes and Kelce, is a little closer than people think, which makes me give the edge to the coach who's been there before and done it with Andy Reid, and the leadership and the veteran presence of the leaders in the Kansas City Chiefs locker room who have won Super Bowls, plural, when we've got players on the other side who haven't been there before.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, and you're right when it comes to like the playoff time, but I still think when you look at the games this year, I still don't think that when the playoffs hit, we've seen Patrick Mahomes turn it on. We've seen, like, I know the numbers, you might look at Kelce's numbers and okay, yeah, he had 11 receptions last week or 2 weeks ago against the Ravens, but the Chiefs scored 17 points. Mahomes had one touchdown. It's not the Chiefs offense that we're used to seeing. You know, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like I understand what you're saying about the star power. And I know Travis Kelce and I know his girlfriend's there and everybody's going crazy for Taylor Swift and she's dropping a new album. Yay. Right. I get it. But I'm telling you, like this 49ers team is different, man. I know they got blown out by the Ravens, you know, once this season. But other than that, like they score, they play good defense. They're solid top to bottom. Whereas the Chiefs, all season long, we've been wondering, like, well, when is the offense going to complement the defense? It still hasn't happened. I think the only game that I can think of really that I think that the offense complemented the defense was actually, unfortunately, against my Buffalo Bills in that playoff game. But the Chiefs haven't. They're not the offensive team, regardless, with Kelce or Mahomes. You know, they're just not. They're not what you're hoping that they're going to be, man. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Chris. Love you.
It's okay. I think they are what they need to be in the games that they need to play. So, yeah, they only put up 17 against the Ravens, but held the Ravens offense, which many people would put on par, if not better, than the 49ers offense led by Lamar Jackson and company, held the Ravens to 10 points, right? Put up 27 against your Bills, put up 26 against the Dolphins. So I don't think this is just a sorry offense that can't move the ball, that can't score. Andy Reid has been waiting for this game. We're going to see something we haven't seen all season, all playoffs. You just know it. There's going to be a trick play. There's going to be a call. There's going to be something. So, again, give me Andy Reid. Give me Mahomes. Before we jump into, though, our parlays, because it's going to be the first time since kind of the regular season where we had put single game parlays together. I want to just get your thoughts on the over under for the Super Bowl. So right now the over under is 47.5 points. Based on everything you said about the Chiefs offense, are you taking the under there?
No, I'm still taking the over because, 47, you look at it, I think the Chiefs can score 20 points, and I think that the 49ers can score 30 points easily. So I think this game is one of those games where you're going to get some points. You're going to be able to win some bets, based off of some guys scoring that, you want to put a parlay or a player prop in on, but it's not going to be the touchdown frenzy from last year. It's not going to be, what was the score? It's not going to be 40 points on either side. That's insane.
Well, you just said something that makes me want to follow up now. You said Chiefs could put up 20, 49ers could put up 30. I told you at the start of the show, 49ers are 2-point favorites. Does that mean you're taking the 49ers, even given the points? You think they're going to cover the spread? They're going to beat the Chiefs by 10 points now?
Well, I would feel comfortable taking it if it was closer to 5, 5 or 6 points. I wouldn't jump out on a ledge there and throw a 10-point spread out there. But
you just did, so stand by it. Say it with your chest.
Well, no, Ben. I'm saying I could see them scoring that. I'm saying realistically, though, I think the Chiefs. I've been talking about their defense all year. I think their defense is very good. So I think they'll find ways to try to keep this game a little bit closer than what what normally happens when you play against the 49ers, because they blow guys out every, it seems like almost every week. But no, I'm just going with the 49ers. I don't think it's going to be a double-digit win, but I could see it being, around there, like that 28 to 21, something like that.
Okay. Well, during the regular season, we usually would do a series of parlays ranging from a slightly more conservative version to usually an ultra-aggressive parlay. Each 3 legs are ultra-aggressive, would usually have odds somewhere in the plus 1,000 or greater. Spence, you have parlays for us this week?
I do. We're going to start with the parlays, or we're going to start with our fun props that you kind of...
Let's do the parlays first and then circle back on all these fun bets.
All right, well, let's start with my very... passive. This is going to be my passive parlay. It's
the Brock Purdy of parlays, right?
This is and Brock Purdy is in there. So for 166, for plus 166, we got Brock Purdy over 175 passing yards. We're going to say Patrick Mahomes has 260.5 passing yards or more, and then Christian McCaffrey with an anytime touchdown. So for 166, again, that's Brock Purdy over 175 passing yards, Mahomes over 260.5 passing yards, and Christian McCaffrey with an anytime touchdown score.
So I like all of those bets, actually. And I have a couple of those throughout some of my parlays. But my super conservative parlay, because it's the Super Bowl now, is more aggressive than yours. So my 3-leg conservative parlay is plus 268, meaning a $100 bet will pay out $268. 3 legs. First one you should be familiar with, Christian McCaffrey, anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. So as long as McCaffrey scores at 1 touchdown anytime in the game, that leg hits. 49ers over 13.5. So just 2 touchdowns. That's it. And then the third leg, and this is the one where you'll have problems, is Chiefs money line. Again, I said I think the Chiefs win the game. So yeah. Chiefs win, McCaffrey scores a TD, 49ers score at least 14, and that's plus 268.
And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, like if the game does go that way where the Chiefs win, it's like, can anybody really be surprised at this point? I'm trying to look at the game from the perspective of like all season, this is who these teams are and the offense is. So that's why I'm going with the 49ers. But like realistically, if the Chiefs won, it's Mahomes and Andy Reid, nobody would be surprised. So, no, I think that's a safe bet, too. I like it.
What about an aggressive parlay, a little more than your plus 100 something? You have something for the people?
Yeah, a little more. So plus 465, I'm going to go Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown. I'm going to go Pacheco, 40-plus rushing yards. And then I'm going to say that this 49ers defense is going to do their job a little bit, and they're going to have Kelce under 70.5 receiving yards. So, again, for plus 465, Kelce, anytime touchdown score. Isaiah Pacheco, 40-plus rushing touchdown or rushing yards. Touchdown yards, good grief. And Travis Kelce, under 70.5 receiving yards.
I like all of that. It's the Kelce under 70 receiving yards. It's going to give me a little bit of pause just because I think he's going to be peppered with targets during the game. But in any event, if you think that Kelce scores a touchdown, but he kind of doesn't have a big game number-wise, solid bet. Solid. My aggressive parlay, pretty close in odds. It's plus 485, and it uses two bets that you've already said. So one is a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, Patrick Mahomes over 260 passing yards, and then this is the third leg, Christian McCaffrey under 91.5 rushing yards. So that's rushing yards only, not rushing and receiving, not receiving, just rushing yards. I think the Chiefs know that Christian McCaffrey is the best player on that 49ers offense. So in the same way the 49ers will try to say we can't let Travis Kelce beat us, I think the Chiefs have to say we're not going to let Christian McCaffrey beat us, at least on the ground. He's going to get some catches in the air because he's going to find his way to slip through the backfield, but under 91.5 rushing yards, those three things are plus 485.
I like it. I like it. The Christian McCaffrey one worries me a little bit because if there is a weakness at all on the Chiefs defense, it's their rushing defense. I think that they're pretty solid as a passing defense and they're pretty solid at getting to the quarterback. But I think that they have, I think they're around 17th or 18th when it comes to defending the run. So with the best running back in the league, in my opinion, I think it might, that one might scare me. But overall, I think it's a pretty, I like it. I like the bet, man. So for my aggressive, my open, actually my crazy, overly aggressive parlay, I'm going to go plus 3,600 here. We're shooting for the stars. And you know why it's that high? Because of this first one, Kadarius Toney, anytime touchdown score.
Stop. Cut the music. Cut the music.
Listen.
There's no all year. You are ridiculous. Listen. No, Kadarius Toney is garbage. He is trash.
Listen.
He is garbage.
All year. You've been yelling at him. You've been angry with him. Him, the six fans up in the Washington.
Commanders fans, yeah.
Yeah, the Commanders fans and whoever else you've been yelling at. And now he's going to redeem himself on the biggest stage in the biggest game of the year. Kadarius Toney, anytime touchdown score.
What are the – do you know what the single odds for that bet alone is? Do you have that?
I think it was like 11 – I think it was 11 – let me see. Plus 1,100.
Jeez. Yeah, so you don't even need
I'm really placing this bet. I'm like, this is a bet I'm actually placing. So it's 1,100. Okay, so plus 3,600. Kadarius Toney, anytime touchdown score. I'm going to go George Kittle, under 48.5 receiving yards. And then I'm going to go over 16.5 Isaiah Pacheco receiving yards. But the big one there is the Toney touchdown. That's why the odds are what it is.
Listen, if anyone in the world places this bet, DraftKings Sportsbook appreciates your donation. they thank you and Jay Spence for just throwing your money away. Listen, I'll eat crow. No, I won't. This is our last show of the season. So I'm going to pretend like it doesn't happen if Toney actually scores a touchdown.
Well, no. Well, next
there
season,
is no
I'm
way.
Just saying, if we run the show back, I promise no. I'm opening the year with a Kadarius Toney. If this guy scores a touchdown, I promise I'm opening the year with it, man. I'm opening.
He's made me so angry. So many bets I've lost because of him dropping the ball, being offsides, just garbage. He's garbage.
He's going to prove
and I had my little soapbox on him last week. All right. So my crazy parlay is actually reasonable. It's plus 1,200, three legs. Total touchdowns in the game, over 5.5. So need six or more touchdowns over the course of the game. Brock Purdy, over half an interception. And then the third leg is the one that actually takes these odds up over 1,000. It is Patrick Mahomes' anytime touchdown. To be clear, with an anytime touchdown odds, that's not passing. So that would be rushing or receiving. It's easy to think Mahomes might be able to just lift the ball over the goal line at you know, third and goal and from inches. But I think this could be a Philly special kind of game for Patrick Mahomes where we're going to see something crazy from Andy Reid. And I think Mahomes finds a way in the end zone as the ball carrier, not the ball thrower. So rushing or receiving, touchdown for Patrick Mahomes, total TDs over 5.5, Brock Purdy over half a pick for plus 1,200.
Yeah, no, I like it because I agree with you. I think Andy Reid is going to have to be creative here to make sure, again, this is, it feels so weird saying this about a Andy Reid offense or a Patrick Mahomes offense, but they're going to have to try and keep up with the 49ers offense. So I think they're going to have to be creative. And yeah, I could see a Philly special type play or something where, you know, Mahomes, every once in a while, man, he'll figure something out where he'll scramble and he'll have one of those 40-yard, you know, scrambles when you least expect it and it's a touchdown. And so, yeah, no, I can see that. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, he has the scrambles. He's not a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson. He's not going to run for 60 yards on the drive. But on 3rd and 7, when you think you're going to get the ball back on a punt, Mahomes will scramble for 8. And it's the back-breaking scrambles from Mahomes that he can do. Yep. And I think that when everyone crowds the box, I'm thinking of a Peyton Manning fake kind of handoff where he rolled out and just ran it in the end zone himself because the box crashed in, preparing for, in this case, a Pacheco rush up the middle, and Mahomes will just be able to walk in the end zone as the ball carrier. So I could see scenarios like that where Andy Reid tries to be a little creative to put points on the board.
Yep, no, 100%. That's what, I mean, you look back at the wild card game against Miami. Mahomes had the, I think it was like a 3rd and 6 play where he ran for like 25, you know, and like, so exactly what you just said. It'd be those plays where it's a backbreaker where everybody, they're trying to cover Kelsey and whoever else at the Kadarius Toney so they can try to prevent that touchdown score. But they're doing all that. And then, you know, their backs are turned in man and he takes off for 35 or 20 yards and it's a backbreaker. So, yeah, I see that happening, man. I'm with it.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So those parlays were primarily for people who know something about the game, right? We had reasons for picking all of those odds, right? So if I say Brock Purdy over half a pick, I'm looking at the caliber of the Chiefs secondary, their passing defense, the type of quarterback that Brock Purdy has shown to be in big games, like the Ravens game, for instance, where he had multiple turnovers. But because it's the Super Bowl, DraftKings Sportsbook has plenty of bets that you can make if you know absolutely nothing about the game. You know nothing about football. You know nothing about the Super Bowl. You care nothing about these teams. Those fun prop bets, they're available and up on DraftKings Sportsbook for you to place your bets. So let's talk about some of those that you can place right now. And Spence, you and I can just share some of our initial thoughts. Sound fun?
Yeah, those are the fun ones. These are the ones that, you know, everybody can get involved. So, like, I got my mom texting me about these. Like, you know, now DraftKings has squares and stuff, too. So she's like, are these good numbers? So, yeah, everybody can get involved, man. Everybody.
Your mom doesn't text me anymore. I don't know what happened there.
You know, she really was disappointed that you didn't thank her for the sweet potato pie. You know, she was very disappointed.
That's fair. And sweet potato pie is code for you listeners out there. It's okay. All right. So a couple odds we'll just jump right into. Coin toss. Opening coin toss for the game. Again, if you know nothing about the Super Bowl, I don't know how you've listened to the past 20 minutes of this podcast, but both teams will start with the ball based on a coin toss. The coin will either be heads or tails. You can bet on either of those at even money, plus 100. So $100 bet will pay off $100 either way because it's straight 50-50 odds. So, Spence, let's say you're out there. You're one of the team captains calling the coin toss, heads or tails. Which do you pick?
You always go heads.
You're not every a tails time. Never fails?
No, you always go heads. Always.
I'm going tails here.
Man.
So let's see. Let's try to remember that for the game.
Yeah.
In the same grain, even money, plus 100 odds, which team wins the coin toss? There's literally Chiefs. There's no skill in this whatsoever. You'll say Chiefs win the coin toss?
Yeah, I just think, you know, it's going to be Chiefs, and they'll defer it. That's how they always do.
Yeah, I'll say Chiefs too. That's I think I saw a copy of the Super Bowl script somewhere, and we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, I think the Chiefs end up winning this coin toss. Here's a fun one, and again, it takes no skill. It takes knowing nothing about the game, and it is, what color Gatorade will get dumped on usually the head coach of the winning team? We got some colors with some fun odds. So I'll run through those for you. We got purple Gatorade at plus 225. Yellow or green, you got to get both for plus 300. Orange for plus 300. Blue for plus 250. Red for plus 250. Clear Gatorade, I don't know what monster would do that, at plus 1,000. Or you could bet no Gatorade bath at all for plus 1,600. Which is almost the same odds as a Kadarius Toney touchdown for you listeners out there with a short memory.
Very, very close. Very close. I'm going to go with red, though. Both teams have red. I think it's going to be a Kyle Shanahan Super Bowl win, so they're going to be very excited to give him a bath. I'm going to go red.
I'm going yellow. And with the yellow, I get yellow and green. I'm getting free green in here, too.
There you
go. So give me yellow at plus 300.
Double up on it, man. Double up.
All right. Now,
you know what we didn't do, though? Well, wait, really quickly, because one that we typically always do, and I was looking for it while you were talking.
The first score?
We all year.
Oh, I purposely. Yeah, I didn't because I've lost, Spence. Why are you reminding the people that I have lost this bet over the entire season? You know what? I'll just say it. Chiefs touchdown, first score. Which means it's not going to happen, but that's what it is. That's what it is. I don't care what the odds are. Chiefs touchdown, first score.
Well, I'm going to go with a 49ers touchdown. And actually, I'll take it a step further, and I'm going to say it's going to be a McCaffrey touchdown.
I'm going to say it's a McCaffrey touchdown. Sure, it doesn't matter. I'm going to win it the most important game of the year. I'm not going to have gotten a single one right through 18 weeks and 3 weeks of playoffs, but I'm going to get it right at the Super Bowl. Here it is, Chiefs touchdown. All right. So another Super Bowl prop bet you can make that might take a little bit of football knowledge because it's not even money is what team issues their first challenge of the game. So the first challenge of the game is done by either the Chiefs or the 49ers. Chiefs are minus 115, 49ers are minus 105.
Yeah,
when I you saw hear this those you numbers, which over. One you like?
Well, when you sent this over, I looked at it and I was actually I couldn't find it on, you know, in the app. I was looking for it because I wanted to know the odds on neither team calling a challenge. Because I feel like this is one of those games where both teams are very good. I think that, they're just efficient teams. I don't think that we're going to get any craziness where, you know, in the first quarter, second quarter, you're going to have to throw a flag there. I think that this game, I don't expect any challenges.
Yeah, so under DraftKings Sportsbook, if you look under their novelty props, this is where you can bet things like which team has the first coaches challenge. An option for no challenge in the game isn't an option. So presumably this would just be a push bet if there's no challenge because it is push. Team to use the first coaches challenge. But I'm going to say the Chiefs at the minus 115. Again, I think that the Chiefs are going to end up pulling off some crazy stuff. A fake punt, a onside kick. They're going to do something. They're going to be super aggressive from the jump. So I could see them being aggressive with their coaches' challenge as well.
Yeah, which
in the same way and pick. Through the same.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, if I had to pick, then I would go with I would say the Chiefs.
You say it with so much passion in your voice.
Yeah, I'll say the Chiefs. If they, I can see Andy Reid. Just, you know, I see his mustache, man. I just see it right now.
There it is. All right. Yeah. So another kind of fun one for me, I thought, another novelty bet that DraftKings Sportsbook's allowing is the jersey number of the first touchdown score or the last touchdown score. Is it over or under 22.5? So not how many touchdowns, not 22 touchdowns, and not a specific player, but the jersey number of a player. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I just told you who's going to score the first touchdown. It's going to be Christian McCaffrey. He's number 23, and hey, that's right. Over 22. So I'm going to take the over there because my guy is going to get that touchdown.
Yeah, I would absolutely take the over here as well because you figure what players have the best odds of scoring a touchdown. You got McCaffrey and you got Travis Kelce.
Yep.
McCaffrey, you mentioned, is 23. Travis Kelce is 87. Give me the over of 22.5. I mean, I'm going to check something because I don't know the answer to this. So pardon me real quick while I look this up. Okay, I found it. I know the answer now. Kadarius Toney wears 19. So that's under. The under 22.5. So if he's the first or last touchdown score,
oh, man.
I'm going to buy a Kadarius Toney jersey and burn it on a live stream.
Well, no, you got to, if he scores, you got to buy it and wear it. Forget the burning God. It. You got to wear it.
I'll wear it and then I'll donate it to a listener. Ugh, that's gross.
I could just picture that episode the entire time, your face wearing that jersey. I could just
every time I look down, I just throw up a little bit in my mouth. So those are some novelty prop bets that are available for the Super Bowl. DraftKings has plenty if you check them out at DraftKings Sportsbook. But there are a few other what I'll call specialty bets that I saw that take, again, a little bit of Super Bowl or football knowledge, more so than picking the coin toss or the color of the Gatorade. And I wanted to go over some of my favorites that I saw and get your thought on them, Spence. So a Super Bowl special on DraftKings Sportsbook has at minus 170 odds, so it's not great odds, but I love this bet. The length of the longest drive is over 77.5 yards. So it doesn't have to score. It's not length of the longest scoring drive. Just any drive over 77.5 yards, and it's minus 170.
I like that. I mean, again, it's not given the money there. You know, you have to bet 170 to make 100, but no, that's to me the reason why is because it's very likely to happen. So no, I'm with you. I think that's an easy bet there. One of the ones that is actually given some money for me, it's a lot of money. I just feel like Patrick Mahomes always seems to put the ball in harm's way. They win, they figure out how to win, but he puts the ball in harm's way. And his 49ers defense is very aggressive. I'm going to go with a plus 600 49ers defensive anytime touchdown. I know it might not sound like it, but if you go back and you look at it, when Holmes puts the ball up there, he'll give it to the other team, and I think this 49ers defense is hungry to prove a point. So I'm going to go with that plus 600 49ers anytime touchdown.
And again, DraftKings Sportsbook, appreciate your donation, Spence. Thank you.
Listen,
for placing that bet.
You said that week one, remember, not week one, what week was it where you, like, it was like a defensive touchdown, a 2-point conversion, something else. And like last play of the game, they got an interception and ran it back. Both you and Stats text me like, are you kidding me? I'm telling you, this has happened a couple times this season. So you could joke.
Yeah, it's just not happening on Sunday.
Okay. All right. I'm all in on the 49ers. If Stats was here right now, he would be ringing the bell for me because I'm on the side of his team. So I'm going all in on this 49ers win.
So I'm still going all in on the Chiefs win, but another just kind of what seems like to me free money bet, but with decent odds, it's minus 125. Brock Purdy's first completion is under 10.5 yards. I feel like for a player who hasn't been in the Super Bowl before, he's in his first playoffs, again, Mr. Irrelevant, Kyle Shanahan's not going to ask him to chuck the ball halfway down the field on his first throw of the game. You've got to ease a player like Purdy in. I think his first completion is something short, maybe a dump off to Christian McCaffrey, just to get that offense going and make sure everyone remembers that this is the same game they're used to playing. So give me a Brock Purdy first completion under 10.5 at -125.
Well, since you're taking it, I'm going to take the over, because typically what you take, the opposite hits. So I'm gonna say that he hits like Ebo on like a 3-yard slant that turns into like a 17-yard gain on first down. So that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah, what's going to happen, obviously, is Kadarius Toney is going to show up in a 49ers jersey, and he's going to get picked up by San Francisco and catch the first 49ers touchdown.
Can't believe the year that this guy has had, man. Like, you know, it's just, if he scores a touchdown here, could you, like, just imagine the redemption that he would feel. You know, he would feel so.
Yeah, but could you imagine being Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes right now, like, trusting Kadarius Toney to hold on to the ball and catch a ball? Like, there have been so many interceptions that have gone off his hands or boneheaded plays he's made. I don't know you can trust him to redeem himself in the Super Bowl. If you didn't trust him to do it against the Dolphins or the Bills or the Ravens, don't trust him in the Super Bowl.
I mean, no, I hear that, and that's super fair. Like, that's actually very fair, especially the last game. Like, they said that he was injured, and he went on his live, and he's like, "I'm not injured, I'm fine." Like, so who knows if he's even going to be active this game? He's an idiot, man.
They were helping you, Darius. They were trying to help you and not say that you were inactive because you suck. All right, they were trying to say you were inactive because you were hurt. Jeez, let them help them help you.
Like, help them. But one more prop bet that I do want to just highlight really quickly. I had in one of my prop or my parlays, I had Travis Kelce under 70.5 receiving yards. If you like that prop in that parlay, that bet stands alone for +100. So Travis Kelce under 70.5 receiving yards will give you some money if you bet on it. So I just liked it. I think he scores, but I think with this defense, I really do. I like the 49ers team top to bottom. I think they just have a solid squad.
Well, one final bet that I'll place at -310. So, you know, you got to risk a lot to make a little, is opening kickoff touchback. Doesn't matter who kicks it off. I think the opening kickoff of the game is a touchback, so that's -310.
I think that's likely. I think that's, especially now with the rule, like, you can catch it on like the 3 and just, you know, down it and you're good to go. Yeah, I think it's a touchback.
All right, so last thing that I want to talk about before we close out the show is we've both said our predictions for the winning team, right? You pick the 49ers, I pick the Chiefs. I'm usually right, you're usually wrong. That's fine. Let's go over then Super Bowl MVP predictions. So I'm assuming, since you got the 49ers as the winning team, you've got a 49er as your prediction for the Super Bowl MVP.
Of course, my last Thor Award winner of the week is going to be Christian McCaffrey. You know this. On his bad day, he has 2 touchdowns. He's going to be that guy again. He's going to have like 80 yards rushing, going to have like 60 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns. He's going to have one of those games that you're going to look back and this is going to be the game that everybody wishes we got a chance to see LaDainian Thomas in the Super Bowl for, because this is the type of performance that we felt like we would have got out of such a legend like that. That's what we're going to get out of this guy.
Okay, so hater, man. You're wrong again. You're wrong again. That's okay. So I originally had Patrick Mahomes as the Super Bowl MVP. And then I told you, Spence, I saw a copy of the Super Bowl script, right? And that made me have kind of changed my bet, because now I have some insider information. The Super Bowl MVP to cap off the best year ever is Travis Kelce.
I knew
Travis Kelce is going to be the Super Bowl MVP. He's going to get that Super Bowl ring. He's going to have the trophy next to Taylor Swift's Grammys.
Oh, man.
He's going to get the Super Bowl ring. He's going to propose. So Taylor Swift will get an amazing ring out of it. It's going to be a fairy tale ending, and they're going to Disney World.
The only thing that the only way I will accept that is if he retires after 2. He has to retire.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. If that happens, I'm all for it.
He's going to ride off into the sunset with Taylor Swift. They're going to Disney World. They're getting married. They're going to name their next kids Patrick and Mahomes. It's going to be great. That's the script I saw.
Kelsey, how much you can save. You remember that one commercial where he's like, why does my last name have to change?
My home auto.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm so tired of the storyline, man. Like, honest to God, it's just, I get it. Taylor Swift she's an amazing artist. She's beautiful. She can, her songwriting ability is, you know, it's amazing, right? Like, I love her music. Can we not? And I'll be honest with you. I'm not the guy that's like, I'm tired of Taylor Swift. I was tired of the Eminem storyline when it was Detroit. I was tired of, like, so it's not, I'm not, I just want to watch football. And it gets annoying that every time Travis Kelce has a catch or even a drop pass or anything that happens with Travis Kelce, they have to pan to Taylor Swift. She's even tired of it. Like, there was one clip where they showed her. She's like, go away, please. Like, stop. Get the camera out of my face. Like, just come on. It's the Super Bowl. Let's celebrate football. Can we do that? Do I sound like the old guy yelling at the cloud? I feel
you,
like
you,
I,
you
I'm
absolutely
an old guy.
Do right there. Yeah, you just became that, and that's okay.
I'm okay.
And I wish there was a bet you could place for the amount of Taylor Swift puns that we're gonna get during the Super Bowl, because you know there's gonna be a few. I fully expect to see her cameo in a Super Bowl commercial too.
At least,
So if you could find that bet, then great. But Taylor, I love you. Spence might hate you. And that's okay. I think you deserve everything you got.
Don't.
I'm a Swiftie.
Wait.
Hey, Spence is not. So all of you Taylor Swift fans out there, I would need you to understand that what Spence said is Taylor Swift did not deserve Time Person of the Year. You can find him at J. King. So that's been great. That's hit us with the outro and take us home.
Wait a minute. No, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. I love you Swifties. I love the Swift crew, whatever you guys are called. I can't wait for the new album. What is it, April? I already got it pre-ordered. Don't do that to me, Swifties. I love you guys, okay? Chris, don't do that, man.
Just fade that out from him.
Support for this show comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the big hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.